Daf is Daf Lamed Hey. So we got to the last two lines of Lamed Dalam. The Gemara says that Amar Rav Chananel, Amar Rav Hichlif Parshioseh Psulos. Let's say you put the order differently than the way it's supposed to be, like we learned yesterday, then that would make the tefillin puzzle. So Amar Abai, Abai says, Lo Amar, this is only true if you switch it around. The inside to the outside to the inside. What does that mean? So you have four parshios. So there's one and four on the outside, and two or three on the inside. So if you take two or three and put it to one and four to the outside, that would make it possible. Aval gviyas legviyas, if you move two and three parshios together, they're both on the inside, just different order. Or briyas legviyas, you move one to four, even though it's a different order, but they're both still on the outside, less lemba, that's not going to be a problem, that will still be kosher. Comes along, Amalei Rava. Rava says, Maishna gviyasa lebriyasa, briyasa legviyasa. Why from the inside to the outside, meaning moving numbers two or three to either one or four, it's possible, or one and four to two or three, that which is normally seen in the outside, the avir, now is sandwiched in this inside and can't see. That which is not supposed to see the outside, namely numbers 2 and 3, now it does see the outside, it's moved to either 1 or 4. Same thing, now moving 1 to 4, the outsides with each other, or the insides, numbers 2 and 3 together, Nami, so too, you have the same problem. Number 1 or 4, whichever way you look at it, is supposed to see the right side airspace, and now it's seeing as a left side airspace, and the small, that which normally sees the left side airspace, is now seeing the right space, the airspace on the right side. And therefore it concludes that it doesn't make a difference if you switch any of the orders, even if you switch inside the inside or outside the outside, all of that is going to be possible. Gemara now says, Amar Rav Chananel, Amar Rav Titora, the Tefillin Halacha, the Moshe Mesinai. Titora, Rashi tells us, is referring to, look at Rashi four lines down, the Gesher. What does the Gesher mean? So if you look at, it's much clearer in Tosos. Tosos is Titora, the Tefillin, the very top Tosos here, Halacha Moshe Mesinai, Hu Ha'or HaNichba Lamata, the leather that's wrapped underneath to close up on the bottom, Shemechase Pia Batim, Hu Beis Moshavel Shal Tefillin, it's where the house sits on, it's the bottom of the Tefillin, where it's wider, where it holds the bias. The Nir Kein Daf Shel Gesher, it looks like a bridge. The way Rashi describes it, it's all one piece of leather, and they just wrap the bottom of it to close it off. But the Einogin Kain, our practice is not that way. So if you take a look at a tefillin, the bottom where you close it off in the bottom of the tefillin, it's actually a separate piece of leather, and they just sew it on. According to Shitas Rashi, apparently, it was really one piece of leather. They left it open, and they just closed it after they put the cloth in. So that's the titora. So this titara, this bottom, which holds in the bottom of the box, says the Gemara, it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai. That is something that's necessary from, again, a Masorah that we have all the way dating back to Halacha the Moshe Mesinai.
Point to these pictures. Point to Rashi is just...
It's one piece. So I'll show you afterwards. Let's go. So then the Gemara says, Amar Abai, Me'avrasa, the tefillin, Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Me'avrasa is the area that where the strap goes through the box, where the leather strap goes through the box, that little hole. So that's also Halacha L'moshe Mesinai. So Amar Abai, Abai says, Shin Shel Tefillin is also Halacha L'moshe Mesinai. The shin that's on the Shel Rosh, it's the way it works is when the leathers are initially soft. So they have some type of mold where they press it in such a way where there's a shin on the right side and the shin on the left side. So if you take a look at Tosis for a second, the Maskil Shin Shel Tefillin Halacha L'moshe Mesinai, the second one, he says, Kasev Bishimusha Rabba, this is safer, or to Medjish or something. The Tefillin Tzura the Shin is the Amina Gimel Resha, the right side shin has three heads to it, and the small, the shin on the left side has Dal Rush, you have four on the left. Now, what they explain is, the Gra says the reason why this is three and four is supposed to be Imahos, the Gimel Avos, and the Dal Imahos, or Gomel Dalim, Gimel Tadal, giving, the Gra writes in the Masechet Brachos that the word Sus, Shin and Shin Sus, is when two opposites come together. That's what's going on in the Tefillin Sharosh, so it's either Gimel Imaos, rather Gimel Avos, and Dal Imaos, or Gomel Dalim, the Gimel Dal, the Asher, gives to the Dal, to the Ani. Okay. Gemara now says, again, Amar Bai says, Shin Shel Tefillin is Lachamosh Mishinai. V'tzarech she'agia charetz l'makum ha'tefer. So that the, we have on the Tefillin Shel Rosh, there's little etches in where the four boxes are, that's supposed to go all the way down where it touches the knitting on the bottom, where it's sewed together, it should go all the way down to the bottom of the box. Comes along now, Rav Dimi min Ardamar, came to Minkar lo tzarech. No, as long as you can recognize the lines on the box itself, it doesn't have to carry itself all the way down to the bottom where the knitting is. Rama Bai Bai says, "Hi Kilfa, the Tfilm Tsarach Limivdike, the Dilma Isbe Reusa, Ubaina, Ksivatam of Aleka, Hi Kilpa is cloth. The cloth that you're writing on, that cloth has to be checked to make sure that there are no holes, because if there's a hole and you might write over it, it might mess up one of the letters. So you have to check it beforehand, because if it's messing up the letters, it's not considered Ksivatama." Rav Dimi says differently. Rav Dimi Minarda Amar Lo Tsarach, you don't need this. Why? The kumusa badikla, the kumus, the writing over with the pen and the ink, that's going to test it out. Meaning, it will, if it writes over, even though the cloth might have a hole, we don't really care if the cloth has a hole. If the os is a whole letter, it's possible the hole is so tiny, the ink could go right over it, and really, even though it would solidify and not fall through the hole, as long as the os is complete, we're not bothered by a hole in the cloth, and therefore you don't need to check the leather first, as long as the os is complete. Gemara now says halfway down. Amar Rav Yitzchak Rutzuros Shcharos. The straps have to be black, as we know. Shalachal Moshe Misinai. So Meisivay asks the Gemara, Tefillin Ein Koshin Osan El Biminam. That the tefillin you only tie with the same type, which means it has to be Behema Tahora. And then the Gemara says Bein Yirokos, Bein Shcharos, Bein Levanos, Bein Levanos. It could be green, it could be black, it could be white. So then the Gemara says Adumos Lo Yasa. However, you should not make them red. Mipnei Gnai. It's a Gnai. What's the Gnai? Rashi says, Adumos Loyasa Mipnei Gnai, Shema Yomru Gardanhu, Umad Midam Chatot of Nitzbu, Vedimu Harutsuas. Perhaps it was scratched off from blood, and that's why the straps are red. So you shouldn't use red. Vedavar Acher. What's Davar Acher? Rashi says, Shema Yomru Ishonida Baal, Venitzbu Vedam. Perhaps it became from the Dam Nida. Okay, either way, the straps should never be red. Mar goes on to say, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'isa B'tal Mido, Shere Rabbi Kiva, Shaya Kosh, Tfil of B'lashon Rosh Tcheles. He would use the Tcheles made for colored for his straps. Lo Amar Lo Davar, Rabbi Kiva didn't say a thing to his Talmidim. If Shere Osa Tzadik Ra Talmido, Lo Micha Bo, is the pastor Rabbi Kiva saw his Talmidim doing something that they shouldn't be doing, and then he wouldn't protest? Amar Lo Hein, yes. Lo Ra Osa, he didn't see them. The Im Ra Osa, had he seen them, Lo Haya Minicha, he wouldn't have let them wear these Tcheles colored straps. Reason being is because it's not the same min. We said above that the straps have to be the min, meaning from a cow, let's say, a kosher animal. We make it from techeles, some type of thread, that's not leather, and that's why it's possible. Nothing to do with the color right now, having to do with the type of leather or straps being used. Then comes along the Gemara, says, Ma'isa Barukhanis, Shabanosh, Rabbi Elazar Ben Harukhanis, Shaya Kosher Tfilah Beloshanosh, Argamon. He would use Argamon, which is also not from leather, it's types of material, and purple material. Lo Amar Lo Davar, he didn't say anything to his Talmidim. Efshir also Tzadik Ra B'no V'lo Michabo, he saw his son doing this, he didn't say a thing. Amar Lo Hein, yes, because Lo Ra, so he didn't see his son, which is an interesting thing, he didn't see his son wearing Tefillin, but what? Then Ra also, had he seen his son wearing the Argamon, Lo Haya Manich, he wouldn't have let him. What comes from this whole Braisa, however, is Katani Miha, Bein Yirokos, Bein Shcharos, Bein Levanos. We do allow for white, green, or black straps. And we said above that halacha Moshe Mishnah, they have to be black. They can be red, rather, they can be green or white. And the Gemara answered, Lokasha, there is no contradiction. Kam bifnim, kam bifchutz. It's talking about the inside versus the outside. Meaning the outside must be black. The inside could be black, white, green, or any other color. Which gets into the discussion nowadays. Recently, they've been trying to paint the black of the inside as well. According to the Gemara, it says that the inside can be any color that you want. Correct, and therefore what? The question from the story is nothing to do with the color, having to do with the types. They were using threads. Exactly, argument.
The colors, they would have not been
marked. Exactly. That's what Rashi says. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Shel Tcheles, Rashi says, the lav minhu. It's a problem of the min, not a problem of the color. Had they had a Tcheles colored leather, that would have been fine, it seems. So then the Gemara says, yeah. What? It is exactly, very exactly. Hard to see, right. Yeah, it could be lived in different places. Who knows? But yeah. So then the Gemara says, "Imi b'fnim, had it been on the inside, my gnaiv davar acher ika." So if it's on the inside, who cares if it's red? No one sees the inside of the tefillin. So why did the Gemara say you can't have it red? Because it's either from the guy's blood or from damnida. Gemara says because amar ika zimnan demishapchin lay. Sometimes it switches around and flips it. You see the inside of it and you see the red, and it's something. It's a gnai ledavar. But we see from this Gemara clearly, though, one does not need to paint the inside of the straps black. Rabbi Open told me that Rabbi Eliyashu said that one doesn't need to do this. I know it became a new thing to color the inside black, but he says you don't need to do this at all. Maybe he even said, I might be misquoting him, but it's motzi laz on Rishonim, that the fact that we're being machmer in these things and making it inside black, and back then they didn't, and it also goes against the Mefurash Gemara here, so there is no inyan, it seems, to make it black. And there's an inyan, but from the Gemara it sounds like you don't have to, though. The Gemara then says, Tana. The Braita tells us that tefillin merubos halacha moshe Sinai. The fact that the tefillin must be square is something dating back to Sinai. So amar repapa betafran ublachsonam has to be with the way it's sewed and the angle. What does that mean? So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says tefillin merubos betofran betfirasan yishmor es ribuan. The sewing, the knitting is going to preserve its squareness. Shelo yimsho chur hatfira yosemidai. Don't pull it too much. Shelo yichal nevikatzir chavo. You pull it too tight, it's going to end up making less than a square. We don't realize this because our tefillin shirosh are really, really, or yad are very hard. But it's really leather. It's leather that's hardened. But when you're making it, it's very soft at first. Otherwise, you can't bend it. And therefore, you have to be careful not to pull the knitting too hard. Otherwise, it's going to ruin the squareness of the tefillin. Then Rashi says, Blachsona. What does it mean, Lachsona? Lachsona usually means the angle, the diagonal, I should say. Shehivru buan mechavin archel karachbo. That the it should be not rectangle, but should be square, perfectly square, that the length and the width should be exactly the same. So Gemara now says, Amar Rapapa, we said there are lame messiah, let's say this support, ta'osa, tfilasa, agula, sakana, vein ba mitzah. A person makes their tefillin circular, round, it's dangerous, and you don't get a mitzah. What's the danger of a circular tefillin? So Rashi says, Sakana shekanes bepesach v'yaka rosho baskopa shelo yichan to tefillin b'rosho. Somehow a circular tefillin is going to kick into a person's head and be could kill him. So the Gemara says, Amar Papa masnisin davida kiamguza. Rashi says, no. Not that I explained. Rav Papa says, not true. A circular one is less dangerous. It's not sharp. Rashi says, Kamguza she'or beis ha'moshran chadid b'yoser. No, what it means when it's very sharp, when it's too sharp, that's a problem. If it's circular, ka'agil u'kedabas e'medekshera she'orei yeshlem beis moshe. It has a area to sit on. So in the end of the day, circular is a problem because it's not the halach moshe seen. It has to be squared. What you can do is you can't make it too sharp whereby it's dangerous, it's like a knife. That's where it's possible, not because of the Lach Moshe Sinai, it's a square, it's possible because it's a sakana. But a circle is possible, not because of a sakana, it's possible because it's not from the it's not square like we have the Mesorah. So Gemara now says, last 10 lines of the page, Amar Rav Huna, tefillin kol zman shepanai tavla kayemes ksheres. When it comes to tefillin, so long as the leather is a square, it's kosher. So let's say the Gemara says Rav Chista Amar Nifsaku Shtayim Kshayrus. So let's say two of the compartments of the Sharosh break, it's still Kshayrus. But let's say Shalosh, let's say three of the compartments tear, then it's actually going to be puzzle. So I think it seems that we have the square shape, but inside they start to crack apart. The pieces, the compartments of the rosh crack apart on the inside, but as long as it still has a square shape from the outside, it's still kosher. But Rav Chista says, we only allow two of them to snap apart, but if three of them already snap apart, then even though it's square, it's going to be possible. So Amra Rava Had Amr Shaim Ksheros, that which we said if two of them are split, it's still kosher. Lu Amr Elazet Shlokenegadze, only if they're not next to each other, meaning if one and three or one and four. But if it's a case of alzek negedze, if the two next to each other, let's say one and two, or two and three, or three and four, two right next to each other, those compartments snap in the tefillin sharosh, so then even that would be psulos. Bezek negedze, and even when they're next to each other, it's only possible, amr ela bechadasa, only when it's a brand new tefillin sharosh, when it's a fresh ore, if two right next to each other split and start to crack, that indicates there's something wrong with the leather, there's a kilka, it's a brand new tefillin sharosh, why is it tearing? Aval, if it's about tikasa, if it's an old one, less than but it's not a problem, even though numbers 2 and 3, let's say, started to crack, that's not a problem because over time, that's what happens. And doesn't show any type of psul in the leather itself, it just simply could be wear and tear. So then the Gemara says, last four lines, Amar le Abai le Rav Yosef, Hecha damyun chadasa, hecha damyun atikasa. How does one define new leather? How does one define old leather with respect to tefillin? So Amar le kol hecha de kimas le bay b'shalcha, whenever you stretch the leather, v'hadar chalam, and it goes back, it snaps to the original form, it shrinks again, that's atikasa. That's already considered old. The idach, anything else chadasa, anything else that if you pull a leather and it remains that length, that's called new leather. New leather is able to be more flexible. The old leather goes back to its initial place. It's more stubborn, let's say. And then the Gemara says at the very top of Amud Beis, the Inami, alternately, another test is that kol hechi dechimas lebei mamasna asya, whenever you pull it with the strap, it comes with it. I don't know exactly what this meant. Maybe the English is a little bit better here. Abase chadasa idach chadasa. Whenever you pull it and the box comes along with it, that's new. Idach, if you pull it and the box doesn't schlep along with it, that's called atikasa. Is there a better explanation in English for this?
It says old filling tends to be brittle. Mm-hmm. If two people tug on it in opposite directions,
oh, snap.
It'll tear. New one will be just...
I gotcha. Two people are pulling at it.
Right.
Tug of war. So tug of war you could have with the new one. It won't snap, but the old one will snap.
The new one, just the person who's stronger will pull it.
Very good. Okay, so then the Gemara says two lines down, Abai, Hava Yosef, Kamed, Rav Yosef. Abai is the one sitting in front of Rav Yosef. Ipsik, Levitsua, the Tiflila, and his tefillin strap snapped. So Amalei, Ma'alu, Miktere. So Abai asked Rav Yosef, am I allowed to tie it now? Can I tie it back together? Amalei ukshartem ksiv shetek shir tama, that there should be a full kshira, which would indicate that has to be like a nice kshira, not tying a little bow of the two broken straps together. Amalei rav acha b'redi rav Yosef le rav Ashi ma'u lemitfere v'ayle letfir legava. Without to sew it in such a way, and maybe I guess kind of hide it in a way that you can't really see, make it look like a seamless knitting, is that permitted? Amar poke chazi my amadavar. Go see what people are doing. Do people practice this way? Then you can be lenient. If not, you should be machmir. So Tosus says in the very top here, what's the practice? Are you allowed to sew back together two pieces of leather? Tosus writes, poke chazi my amadavar. Go out and see what everyone's doing. That's saying go see what the minug is. But Gemara says this many times when we don't know how to paskin. They go, so go based on the minug. We see the power of the minug. The minug dictates the halacha. Tosus writes, Perish Bekuntris Lahachmir. Apparently, Rashi felt the practice was to be stringent, not to sew two pieces of leather together. Rabbeinu Tam, however, Mefarish Lahaka, he thought to be lenient that the practice is to allow sewing two pieces of leather together. Gemara now says around eight lines down from the top, Amar Papa Gardume Ritsuos Ksheros, that leftover remnants of the straps are going to be kosher. What does that mean? Rashi points out here, Gardume Ritsuos is Masha Tola Mina Ritsuos, Lachashin is Kashu Barosh. After you tie the dollar in the Shirosh, you let them hang down, and let's say Im Nifsak Meosan Shiran, let's say the leftovers hanging down in front of us, snap, Benishtairu Garduman, only a little bit left is hanging like that, I'm not sure how high, but very small hanging like that, that's kosher. As long as we tied it, things were hanging down, that's considered kosher. And then the Gemara says, La Milsi, this is incorrect. The Midamri Bnei Rebbe Chia, from the fact that the children of Rebbe Chia said, Gardume Tcheles v'Gardume Ezov Ksherim, only with respect to the remnants of Tcheles, let's say you tie Tcheles Tzitzis, and then it snaps, as long as there's a little leftover, it's kosher. Or let's say you have the Ezov used for the Parduma, and you have the right sides, and over time of sprinkling, it's shrunk to something small, those two cases, the Shiraim are okay. But as opposed to Tfilin, says the Gemara, Hossam by the Tcheles and the Ezov Tashmishe Mitzvah Ninu, that's Tashmishi Mitzvah. What's Tashmishi Mitzvah? Tashmishi Mitzvah is whenever you have something used for a mitzvah. Lulav is Tashmishi Mitzvah. Sukkah is Tashmishi Mitzvah. Aval, when it comes to Hacha, Tefillin, to Tashmishi Kedusha Ninu, Tashmishi Kedusha, whenever there's a Shem Hashem, whenever there's Osios, like say for Torah and Tefillin Mezuzah, that's called Tashmishi Kedusha. The Osios give it Kedusha. There we don't have an example. Lo, you cannot use the remnants of the Tefillin, and since Tefillin is Kedusha Mitzvah, rather Kedusha, Tashmishi Kedusha, you can't bring a Raya from Tashmishi Mitzvah, and therefore, if it cuts short, it's possible. Gemara says, Michlal, this seems to imply Disl Shira. That means that when you have the leather straps hanging in the front of the Shel Rosh, there has to be a certain Shira. The fact that we don't allow the remnants means there has to be a certain length. So Kama Shira, how long does it have to be? Amarami Barchama Amarish Lakish Ad Etzba Tzreda, until the thumb. What does that mean? The pointer. So Rav Kana Machve Kafuf, he showed like a bent finger, and Rav Ashi Machia Pashit, he showed a straight finger. What does that mean, straight versus bent? Rashi tells us, Machve Kofuf is Orech Haritsua Te Odefas Al Kesher Kama Shiachol of Shot Me'etzba Ad Amma. You could spread between the pointer and the Amma's the middle finger. That distance is how long it has to be the straps from the Sharosh. And Pashit says, Rashi is Kama Shiachol of Shot Migodel Vad Etzba. It's from the thumb until the pointer, which is wider. Either this way, that distance, or that distance. That's Machlok is how long it has to be. Not so long. The poskim do write that it should be longer to like the belly button and then a little bit lower than that, 1 and 2. But according to the Gemara, it's enough to be just that long or that long, which is not very long. So then the Gemara says, Rabba katelahu upashit v'shadilahu. Rabba, when he tied the doll in the back of Sharosh, he would tie it and then he would let it hang and then he would let it hang and he would throw it behind him. That's where the straps would be behind him. And Rav Acha, when he would do it, Bar Yaakov Katalu Umalishlu, he would tie it and he would then let the he would kind of make a weave them together of some sort. And then Mar Brei Dravana Avid Kedidan, he did what we did. He would tie it and put it in front of us, and that's our practice to let the straps hang in front of us. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Brei Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei Drav Rav. The tying of the tefillin is that we have a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Rashi tells us keshesh tefillin is sheyasim haritzulos arosho beinin shu dalid. We make the knot on the sharosh in such a way that's a dalid. Kadei she shakai near alen. This way we see the letters of shin dalid yud on them. Where do we see this? The shin nira bekemet base chatzino shekafel klaf kain shin. We have on the sharosh is the shin, the dalad nira bekesher, the knot in the back is the dalad, and the yud nira beolso shayad kimin ritzua katana rosha kafel miad kimin yad. The yud is next to the shayad where we tie the knot, where we put them together. So that's the shin, the dalad, and the yud. That all of that, says Rashi, is a halacha lemoshe misinai. So now, gesundheit, amara v'nachman v'noyehem Libar, and the beauty should be on the outside. The name, in other words, the name should be on the outside. You should be able to recognize it. You shouldn't be hiding the Shem Hashem. It should be recognizable. Rav Ashi, I think just in such a way you shouldn't hide it. Rashi says, No Yayim Libar, Hashem Yenira Bibichut. You should recognize it as opposed to covering up. I don't know how you cover it up.
I understand the Shel.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I guess maybe the Indian, according to this Pshat of Rashi, you shouldn't cover the Shayad. At least the knot.
And also, is that halacha Moshe Mitzrayim? How come there's a machlokas if you have a square or a dalad, two dalads?
Yeah, Rav Soloveitchik felt there are a few halachas that Rav Soloveitchik felt that even though you always have to follow minhag of Sinan B'Yadenu, there are three halachas that says you shouldn't follow your minhag if it's wrong. One of them is a dalad here. To have the square he thought was completely wrong, and it should be a dalad. And that's, I forget the other two, but that's one. So according to him, there is no machlokas. That was just an incorrect minug. Others think it is a misara, but it's a good question. We do have what Ezra's referring to is we have a concept, Raman writes, that we never have a machlokas in halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. That's been preserved for generations. Now, in terms of your pshat noyem levar, Rashi is another pshat. What noyem levar means, he says, Lashon acher, noyem shel ritzuos, the beauty of the ritzuos, of the straps, shein chalakas that are smooth mitad echad v'tzuos shcharis hu noyem, that the outside of the shell the strap should be smooth and black and they shouldn't be they shouldn't be cracked at all. That's the noyem. Gemara now says Rav Ashi have a Yosef kame de marzutra his hapchalei ritzu the tefillin. One time he was sitting in front of marzutra and the tefillin turned around. Amalei lo savra la mar v'noyem levar. Don't you hold that the straps have to be, the black has to be on the outside and not the inside showing? So he says, Amalei alavadaita, I didn't pay attention. I'm sorry, I didn't notice it. Thank you for letting me know. V'ro chal ameyart kishem Hashem nikra lecha v'yirumi mecha. Then the ameyart are going to see Hashem and they're going to be scared. What are they going to be scared of? Tani Rabbi Elzar Gadomer Elu Tfilin Shebarosh. When they see the Tfilin Shebarosh that the Yidin are wearing, it's going to scare them very much. So then the Gemara quotes another pasuk, Vasirosi as Kappa, I'm going to now remove my hand. Rari says, Achara, you're going to see my back. Uponai lo yiro. Hashem says to Moshe, you could see my back, but you can't see my face. So Amar Rav Acha, Rav Chana rather, Bar Bizna, Amar Rabbi Shimon Chasida, he showed Moshe the keshesh shel tefillin in the back that Hashem wears tefillin as well. So Amar Yehuda, keshesh shel tefillin tzarach she lemala has to be up. Kadei she Yisrael lemala, just like Klai Yisrael is above, the keshesh has to be above as well. V'lo lemata, it shouldn't be on your neck; it should be in that bone. It should be much higher up. where we put it. But just saying, don't put it on your neck, that's too low, it should be high up, with the way Klai Yisrael should be lamala. The Tzarach Shei Klapei Panim, it should be also in a way where it's corresponding parallel to your face. It shouldn't be where your neck would be down here, it should be up where we put it, which is connected to the front of the face. Kadei Shei Yisrael Lefnim V'lo L'Acho, this way Klai Yisrael is considered in front, face to face with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and not back to back with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Look at the Tosus for a second here. Tosus, Eilu Tefillin Sheberosh. Perish Bekunches, Shekosav Alein Rov Hashem Shin V'dalet, that the Sherosh has a Shin and Dalet, and the Shayad has only the Yud. V'nira D'dalet V'yud Shebertsuos Lav Osios Gemurusen. He thinks that the Dalet and the Yud on the straps are not really considered Osios, meaning the Dalet and the Sherosh and the Yud over here, which are made from the straps, are not really Osios, says Rav Tosas. Why? V'lo chashiva min Hashem Shashaka. They're not really part of the name itself. Midechashiv lehu le'el, from the fact that we discussed above, mitashmisha kedusha, v'lo hein atman kedushim. They had Shin and Dal really, and Yud rather, really been part of the name, film should be kedusha itself. Tashmisha kedusha are things that serve kedusha, meaning the Sefer Torah is kedusha. The cover is Tashmishe Kedusha. The Yaron is Tashmishe Kedusha. So if it's true that the Shin and Dalet and the Yud are really Shemus Hashem, Tefillin should be Kedusha itself. Certainly the Klaf is Kedusha, but the Batim and Ritzur should also be Kedusha. How come the Gemara called it only Tashmishe Kedusha? Must be, says Tosos, they are not Kedusha itself because the Osios are not really Osios. Now let's go finish off the daf here. The Gemara then says, last seven lines, Amar of Shmuel bar Bidri, Amar Rav, Amrila, others say Amar Rav Acha, Aricha, Amar Rav Huna, Amrila, others say Amar Rav Nasha, Amar Shmuel, a lot of people. Tfilin, Meim Asai Mevarach Alein, when do you say the bracha on Tfilin? Mishas HaNachas, and when you place them on. Aini, is this really true? Faha Amar Rihud Amar Shmuel, Kol Mitzvot Kulan, Mevarach Alein, Over Lesias, and you always have to do the bracha before the mitzvah, and if you put the hanach on first, the mitzvah's over, you say the bracha after, that goes against halacha. We always say bracha before doing the Maisa Mitzvah. So what he says is, what he means is, Amar Rav, rather Abai Virava, the Amri Tirbaya, both of them say, Mishas HaNacha, Vad Shas Shira, meaning you put it on as we do, but you don't tighten it. So after you place it on, then you say the bracha, then you pull it. This way it is considered over. Lasiyasim. Okay, let's stop here.
I always have that means as well. Put it on.